My name is Stefan Heim. I was one of the first editors of the German language newspapers which the United States Army published in the United States zone of occupation in Germany. And the trial in Lüneburg against the personnel of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp was in the British zone. So I was sent there to report, and I listened to all that and looked at these people, the defendants, the judges, the witnesses, and it was most dramatic. Later on in Nuremberg, the big war crimes trial was, so to speak, the full opera after the overture. It was a British trial. The British tried these first war criminals. The atmosphere was rather strained, as you can imagine. And for the first time, I got a direct touch of what had taken place on that part of the front. On my part, there was curiosity. I had to do a report for my papers, and that's what I did. Of course, after a while, I got very much enraged by what had been done there and what the British officers, who were the judges and the prosecutors, got out of those defendants. I was equally enraged by the attitude of the defendants, who seemed not to be able to understand really what they had done. There was Irma Grese, the assistant commandant of camp, a rather brutal woman, but only 22 years of age, pretty, blonde, German girl, a Fräulein, and some of the concentration camp witnesses reported about her brutality, how she beat people, and then women were down on the ground lying there, she stepped on them with her boots. What they had done in Bergen-Belsen was criminal, worse than criminal, inhuman. People were starved to death, people were worked to death, people were beaten to death. And when the British came into the camp, the corpses were lying, they're still there in piles. And some of those corpses showed traces of cannibalism. Fellow prisoners had started to eat these dead people. It was terrible. What kind of people who could do that and go on living? What they said was that they did their duty. They considered the prisoners not human. They were untermenschen, subhuman in their minds. I shuddered. There was a whole world that looked at this trial in Lüneburg and listened to it. There was good reason to try these people and to point out why the Nazis had conducted their war in that way and had killed so many innocent people intentionally, designedly, in the most brutal manner, and that this was the effect of their considering themselves the Herrenmenschen, the superior human. They were charged with murder. I felt that they well deserved what they got, the defendants, but I did not feel any triumph. This whole thing was outside of the limits of anything human, I must say. And so any human feelings had nothing to do in this context.